Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis and eczema, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have success stories, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about ingredients or formulations, 855-660-4261 is your number. Get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly, and I try to get to as many calls as I can, but it's first come, first serve, 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com, take a look at the shopping cart. Make sure you take a specially long look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite. Longevity product. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a multivitamin powder you add to water and drink. It's liquid. That means it goes right to work. Liquids go right to work. That's why we're always focusing on liquids, soups, smoothies, juices. Liquid nutrition takes the load off the digestive system, and if your liquid nutrients are dense with nutritional supplements are dense with nutrients, your liquid foods are dense with nutrients, you're going to get full advantage or maximum advantage in a way that you can't get from solid foods. And this is especially true if you're dealing with digestive issues. That's the cool thing about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's liquid and it's dense. You know, this whole idea of liquids and solute density. A solute is something that's in a solution. Solute density in terms of nutrition is a good thing, but solute density in terms of sugar is a very, 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 very bad thing. And that brings me to our topic, which is the idea of this triangle of disease, and specifically of the second point of the triangle of disease. The Bright Side philosophy is the idea that the body heals itself. That's really the fundamental idea, that the body heals itself. The body regenerates itself. And if it's not healing and it's not regenerating, if you're dealing with a degenerative disease, if you're dealing with a degenerative disease, then you've either done something to muck things up, basically crappy food. It could be crappy thinking and crappy emotions too, but a crappy food for our purposes here today. We're mucking things up, and we're not getting in the raw materials, the oxygen, the water, the Mighty 90, which is the healthy start pack from Longevity, all 90 essential nutrients, as well as phytonutrients and plant nutrients. So if you have degenerative disease, then we've done something to muck it up, or we're missing something. And this leads to what I call the triangle of disease. It starts off at the digestive system, which we've been talking about for the last week or so. We talk about it all the time, actually. And then now we're on the second point of the triangle, which is the blood sugar system. It is a quick hop from the digestive tract to the blood sugar system, from digestive breakdown to the blood sugar system. More and more researchers are beginning to recognize this link, but it's just common sense, really. But more and more scientific studies are coming out talking about something called endotoxemia and diabetes, endotoxemia and insulin resistance. Endotoxemia means toxins inside, endo inside, toxemia in the blood, actually, inside the blood. Endotoxemia is a condition where toxins get secreted from bacteria in the gut. And when the gut bacteria start to become broken down and the proportions of the different bacteria start to change and you get into bad proportions and you get into higher amounts of these bad bacteria, you go into something called endotoxemia, which is secretions that these bacteria produce that are poisonous. And endotoxemia is now being associated with diabetes. But there's other reasons why the digestive tract, why there's an important digestive link to blood sugar issues. Both the digestive system and the blood sugar system are energy systems. The digestive system is extracting energy from food, and the blood sugar system is controlling energy for the body, basically for the brain. So they're kind of similar anyway. For a lot of reasons, and on top of everything else, the pancreas is both a digestive organ, maybe the most important digestive organ. The pancreas is like the Mr. Cellophane of the organs in the body. You don't really hear too much about the pancreas, but pancreatic cancer will kill you very, very quickly, and there's a reason for that, because the pancreas is super duper important. It's a digestive structure and a blood sugar structure. So again, you can see blood sugar and the digestive system go together. So if you have a blood sugar problem, the odds are pretty darn good that you're going to have, that you've had a digestive problem that preceded it. Thus the idea of the triangle, the idea of one thing leading to another, leading to another. We'll talk about the third point here in a minute. So anyway, the more diabetes, first of all, is a blood sugar issue, and because it's a blood sugar issue, it means it's a food issue, largely. And there's other reasons why blood sugar will fluctuate. Mental reasons can do it, but for the most part, the biggest reason why blood sugar fluctuates is through food. So diabetes and blood sugar issues, I'm sorry to say, are food issues. And I'm sorry to say it because it means we're complicit. Nobody's forcing us to eat foods. And that's why when Dr. Wallach went around saying he could reverse diabetes, he was right, because it's a food issue. It's a choice issue. You just change your choices, you change your foods, and your blood sugar will change. And you know how long it'll take? About a minute. As soon as you decide, as soon as you stop putting the stuff in that changes your blood sugar around, it'll start to change. It's just common sense. So anyway, reducing your intake of sugar, controlling sugar, watching sugar, and being cognizant of something that helps the body handle sugar, and that's insulin. This whole idea of insulin and insulin resistance is really, really significant because insulin does a lot of things. You don't hear too much about insulin. You hear a lot about sugar, and sugar definitely is a problem. Sugar by itself is a problem. Sugar is explosive. I was just reading something cool about sugar here. You know, they actually got a plane to fly. I pulled this article and I can't find it now. I'll have to get it to you in our next break. They've got a plane to fly just on oil, on cooking oil. And, of course, cooking oil is a fat which is created from sugar, which is a very important point. In the body, sugar gets turned into fat via the hormone insulin. Insulin is super, super, super important stuff. Insulin is a growth substance. It helps the body grow. Insulin is involved in building muscle. Bodybuilders will use insulin. Farmers, unscrupulously or maybe perhaps legally, I don't even know, they'll give animals insulin to make them grow. Insulin is involved in helping nutrients get into cells, and one of the most important nutrients is going to be sugar. As we said yesterday, you do need to have a certain amount of sugar floating around in your blood. So anyway, insulin goes up as we eat sugar. The more sugar we eat, the more insulin we produce. Insulin is going to turn sugar to fat. Insulin is the body's way of protecting the body from sugar as well as for saving the energy produced by sugar for a rainy day. All right, we'll continue this when we come back from our break. Pharmacist Ben, you're listening to The Bright Side, 855-660-4261. It's our number. We'll be back after this. Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. Extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Thank you for being here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 1 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on. If you want to join the team and help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program, of understanding how the body works, that's what we're all about here on the Bright Side. And you can also always call the Bright Side Ben phone team, of course, at 866-735-2470. Okay, so insulin. You don't hear a lot about insulin. insulin resistance is really the problem. What happens over time is the body stops listening to insulin. Except because insulin does so many different things, the body stops listening to insulin differently for different things. For example, the body will stop listening to insulin quicker when it comes to things like handling sugar than it will for things like handling blood pressure. So your blood pressure will continue to rise as your sugar control drops. Your body's ability to control sugar will be impacted much more than insulin's effect on blood pressure. So your blood pressure will continue to go up because insulin has an effect on blood pressure, but you're not going to handle sugar as well. And in response, your body will make more insulin to try to get it to handle sugar better, and your blood pressure will go up even more. And the same is true about weight gain. Weight gain continues to go up even though the body stops listening to insulin for sugar control. So the body response to insulin is different for all these different functions. Insulin also is responsible for helping for increasing the amount of cholesterol your body produces. When your insulin goes up, you're going to make more cholesterol. So the good news is, simply by dropping your insulin, you will lose weight, your blood pressure will drop, and your cholesterol will drop like a stone. You'll think it's a miracle. My friend Ted at GCN, his cholesterol was in the 200s. I just tweaked his diet a little bit. Had him stop eating the oatmeal and the carbohydrates, et cetera, et cetera. Not only did every single marker of health improve, but specifically his cholesterol dropped like a stone, so much so that his doctor thought it was a miracle, which is what it looks like. And that is really, really good news, because elevated insulin, like blood sugar in the same fashion, is a choice matter. And this is why you can do such incredible things when you have diabetes, that it's so tragic that we have so many diabetics and we have doctors, medical professionals putting people on drugs when it is not a drug issue and there's nothing drugs can do. And then you wonder, why is it that I'm on these drugs the rest of my life? And why is it that my blood pressure and all my markers are still elevated even though I'm on my glucophage? So, elevated insulin will ultimately shorten your life. In fact, every study that's ever been done on longevity, almost every study that's been done on longevity, somehow implicates insulin resistance, and blood sugar with mortality and with longevity. And this is such good news. This, to me, along with the whole digestive link, is so amazing, because it means we have such power and such control over the state of our physical well-being. The lower you keep your insulin levels, the longer you're going to live, and the healthier you will be. One of insulin's effects is to make things grow, so cysts and fibroids and cancer itself can be related to issues with blood sugar and with insulin. And it's not just insulin, it's sugar too. Sugar is highly explosive stuff. Sugar is high energy. Sugar loves to explode proteins. Bone proteins, skin proteins, organ proteins. Wherever you have proteins, sugar is going to attack. That's a well-known chemical reaction. It's called glycation. And that's the chemical reaction that sugar has with protein. If you've ever browned anything in a pan, you've experienced this. If you crack an egg on a loaf of bread and stick it in the oven, the protein in the egg will react with the sugar in the flour of the bread, and you'll get a browning. And this glycation reaction is a browning reaction. It makes things brown, and we brown inside our bodies. Our bones brown. And that's one of the reasons why we get osteoporosis. Our bones are browning. Same with wrinkles. The collagen in our skin can brown. This glycation reaction is something that diabetics understand, because they have to have glycated hemoglobin tests done on a regular basis. Glycation is this reaction that sugar has with hemoglobin in diabetics. At least that's one of the ways they measure glycation, or they assess general glycation. They extrapolate from whatever number they get from their hemoglobin test. So anyway, you eat lots of sugar, your insulin goes up. Eventually, your body stops listening to insulin. Eventually, actually, what's even worse is before your body stops listening to insulin, it gets really sensitive to insulin. Up until a certain threshold is reached, this is what hypoglycemia is. Hypoglycemia is a body that's becoming really crazy with its insulin sensitivity. For you guys who are out there and you experience hypoglycemia, or you've been told you've got hypoglycemia, what that basically means, you're either pre-diabetic or maybe even diabetic. Before insulin resistance occurs, insulin sensitivity tends to be really high. And you'll know you're hypoglycemic because you're not going to feel good in the brain. Remember, your brain is using most of the sugar. You're going to feel brain fog and fatigue. And most people won't let themselves get to that point. That's when you go get yourself a candy bar. And it may not even be close to that point. So you may not even know that that's what's occurring. But if you let it go long enough, you may go into hypoglycemia. And that's not a good feeling at all. So the way you want to handle this whole thing is you want to reset your body's sensitivity to sugar. That's the whole key here. Reset the sensitivity. How do you reset the sensitivity? Well, here, I'll give you a classic case in point. Did you ever stop eating sugar for like 2 or 3 days? You were out camping or wherever you were, you didn't have access to sugar. I know that's hard to believe these days, but say you were out in the woods somewhere. And then, or for whatever reason, you didn't have sugar. And then 3 days later, 4 days later, you had the same kind of sugary food that you had when you were eating sugar all the time. It's way, way, way intense. It's unpleasant. Now, you get used to it pretty quickly. But the first little bit of it is intense and unpleasant. That's because you've reset your body's sensitivity to sugar. And that's really what you're looking to do, is to hit the reset button. And how do you do that? The best way to do it by far, and the easiest way, the most willpower-free way to do it, is by upping your protein, and by upping your protein a lot. And then improving the body's ability to utilize protein. What you're looking to do is you want your body to be able to derive energy from protein. Protein is amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. And even though we all do, I can't say that we don't honor protein enough, or we don't honor it. We perhaps don't honor it enough. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back on the bright side. Thank you, friends, for joining us. 855-660-4261 is our number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com or call the Brightside Ben phone team, 866-735-2470. All right, there's so much I want to talk about. You know, insulin, one of my favorite little reference books here is Insulin Treatment in Psychiatry. And this was a book that was published in 1950, and it's a bunch of papers that were written by various some medical professionals who discuss how they use insulin for schizophrenia and for depression. And when you say, why? Why would insulin be used for schizophrenia and depression? Well, what does insulin do? It shuttles sugar out of the blood. Remember, sugar is super, super, super high energy, and many, at least it's thought that there's many psychiatric disorders are caused by sugar metabolism, by problems with sugar processing, which makes complete sense considering the brain is using the vast majority of sugar, 60% or so, that's in the blood. So blood sugar, insulin, second point in our triangle. Got a couple more things to say. I'll tell you about some nutritional supplements that you can use to protect yourself from blood sugar problems and to wean yourself off of blood sugar, wean yourself off of sugar and carbohydrates if you're so inclined to be addicted to that stuff, which many of us are. Protein definitely is the number one way to do it, upping your protein, whey protein. And I'd be just doing a lot. I know I've heard all the downside of protein. I've been reading about it for years. Guys like Dr. McDougall and the China study and blah, blah, blah. Whenever they do these things on protein, by the way, and they find how terrible protein is and how you don't need that much protein, they do them with, they always run their tests on animal studies, on meat. They use meat as their marker for protein. And meat definitely has, there's an upside to eating meat. You know, our brains developed when we figured out how to eat meat. So there's certainly an upside to eating meat, but meat today is not quality protein, I'm sorry to say. Even if it's grass-fed organic, which is definitely the way to go if you're going to be eating meat, it's just problematic. Now, if you do a tartare or very, very lightly cooked, the problem is when you cook protein, you start to create these carcinogenic compounds. Now, in the old days, when we were getting veggies and antioxidants, and we were cooking in a different fashion with vegetables, basically, and spices, you'd get these antioxidant properties. But today, that's not how we process our foods. It's not done the same way. So meat has become problematic. But if you want to talk about protein, talk about egg protein and talk about whey protein. Now, those two are stupendously valuable foods. Both, particularly. The problem with whey that makes it maybe a touch less powerful or less valuable than egg, touch, if it does, is the fact that it is a processed food, and processing is never good. Egg, because it's unprocessed, it's about as unprocessed as you can get, especially a raw egg. It doesn't get any more close to the life force than a raw egg in terms of food. That's just some super, super powerful nutrition, an egg. All right. So we'll continue talking about blood sugar, and then we'll go to the third point of our triangle, and then we'll continue talking about electricity, which is really what I wanted to talk about before we took this digression. The electricity train that runs through the body that's pulled by oxygen on rails that we call the Mighty 90 and plant nutrients. Okay, 855-660-4261. Mario, what's going on, bro? Mario, you want to finish up that talk on thalassemia, right? I told you that we would talk about thalassemia, blood. Okay, good. Is that what you want to talk about? No?
Of course, yeah. Okay. I wanted to finish talking about that. Well, let me ask you a question. You said, I know thalassemia is a genetic disorder. Now, is it reversible, though?
You know, I don't know if you want to think about reversibility, because what you're implying when you say reversibility is that there's a state that's thalassemia rather than a process that's thalassemic. It's a verb, it's not a noun. You know, when we diagnose somebody with thalassemia or diabetes, we always say it's a noun, like that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a process. You know what I'm saying? It's a way the body's handling oxygen.
No, I understand now, but she goes for transfusions.
Well, she probably has it severely. I don't know what her status is. I can't speak to that. I can't. I'm not going to speak to the severity of it. She's had, but you don't want to think of it like she has thalassemia as much as she's thalassemic. That's okay. The process. You know what I'm saying? You understand that distinction. She's in the process of that kind of chemistry, but that doesn't mean she is this. That's why I say I am. When you say I am something, that's a powerful statement. In spirituality, I am is like really powerful, and you know why? Because it is. I am this forces you to be a certain way. She's thalassemic. So what do we want to do? We want to help her body handle her blood cells, handle oxygen, make more blood cells, support blood cell health. That's what you want to do. Remember, all disease is cell disease. So she's not doesn't have thalassemia. She has a red blood cell issue. She has broken down dysfunctional blood cells, basically hemoglobin in the blood cell. So here's what you do. Number one, anything inflammatory has got to be avoided like the plague, which it should be anyway. You know? Okay, anything inflammatory is going to mess up the blood cells and mess up the blood. Remember, the blood is where inflammation will show up very early. And when you have inflammation in the blood, this is not good. very bad state of affairs. Once you get inflammatory factors and clotting and clogging, the blood cells get clumpy. That's not good. You want to keep things moving along. Essential fatty acids are vital for cell membrane health. But that also means, whenever I say essential fatty acids, bro, that, you know what that means? That means fat absorption. You know, that means gallbladder, liver, small intestine, digestive enzymes. You see us working here.
Yeah.
Okay, fats, the membranes are repel each other in the bloodstream. And this is the red blood cells are floating around, and they got membranes, and they're repelling each other. And this repelling nature, the way they repel, keeps them moving. Does that make sense? You know, how can you picture that happening? Yeah.
No, I understand how it works.
Okay.
I know that the cells are not formed correctly.
Yes.
Thalassemia.
She's not forming cells correctly, and the hemoglobin is not correct. So anything for the cell membrane. Vitamin E, very important for the cell membrane. All the think fats, fat-soluble vitamins. Then there's the B vitamins, which are important for the replication. So red blood cells are constantly replicating and growing and dividing growing. So replicating. The B vitamins are very important in this replication process. If she has digestive problems, she may not be getting the B vitamins. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, anything with bees, lots of bees, pound the bees. Vitamin C, we talked to Dr. Levy, the vitamin C guy, a couple weeks ago. Vitamin C is like a panacea for everything. High amounts of it. You'll get a couple grams in the BTT. You get a gram for a couple of scoops. I think you want to probably get some extra vitamin C. I'd be doing 5 grams of vitamin C, 10 grams of vitamin C. Focus on the digestive system. Minerals, but again, minerals are going to she's going to need to have a functioning fat absorption system for minerals too. Liquid minerals, magnesium, very important. Zinc, super important. Hang tight, Mario. We'll finish up when we come back. Okay.
Okay. You got it.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 855-660-4261. Is our number, and we will return right after this. Don't go away.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. 855-660-4261. Mario, you there? You hear how we're working? We're building blood cells. That's what you want to think. Building blood cells, improving oxygenation. You know, iron is what most people will give. The problem with iron is it's a mixed bag. And it's best to use the other things with the iron so you don't need to pound the body with iron. Iron is just tricky stuff, especially supplemental iron. This is one thing, one place where meat, you know, has a role to play perhaps in the diet, as it's a good source of iron. Although seafood will get you iron too, and it's much easier for the body to process seafood. But you see how we're working here. We're building things. Protein, absolutely vital for building cells. Protein, for DNA, protein. And making sure she's absorbing protein. Digestive enzymes, keeping inflammation down in the blood. That's also a very important strategy. All right, does that help, buddy? Oh, water. Keep the water, lots of water. Keep the blood fluid as you can. And reducing any kind of other stressors that constrict the blood vessels, that's also going to be important. Anything else, my man?
Thank you, and God bless you, all right, bro?
Thank you so much, Mario. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Take care. Oh, bye-bye.
Oh, take care. Okay, Jen in Ohio, what's up? Jen,
well,
in Ohio. Hey, Jen.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, I am a type 1 diabetic. I'm 50 years old. I've been a diabetic for 47 years.
Okay, and you're on insulin?
Yes, I am on insulin. I have a pump.
Okay.
Over the past 2 years, about 2 years ago, I got a wound on my foot.
Okay.
And it's still an open wound.
Not a good thing.
I've seen a million foot doctors.
No, let's talk. Let's talk. Okay. So, first of all, one of the best things you could do is you can help your body along by using less insulin. Do not take advantage of that insulin pump. Just because you have an insulin pump doesn't mean you can eat whatever you want.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So that's first of all. The fact that you're on an insulin pump and you've got this healing problem in your foot is not a good sign. It means you're not controlled. It means you're somehow or another, your body's beginning to show the effects of sugar, of sugaring, if you will. Did you hear me talking about how sugar causes things to kind of burn and break down and browning reaction on the blood vessels and the bone and that kind of thing? Glycation?
Yes, I heard you.
Okay, so you're glycating. Your sugar's not being controlled even with the insulin pump. So that's very troubling. Meantime, get yourself some topical C, fat-soluble topical C, and get yourself some zinc oxide, maybe some colloidal silver.
You should be using Lugol solution down there. Is it infected? I hope it's not infected. No?
Actually, in the past, I've had osteomyelitis, but right now it's not infected, and we do use the colloidal silver.
Is it helping keeping things under control?
It's not infected, but it's
Jen,
just
this is not good. Are you 50? Did you say you're 50?
I'm 50.
This is so not good.
No, I know. I feel like I'm 75.
No, just don't say that.
I started the Tangy Tangerine, and
protein.
I do feel better.
Pro, that's good. That's definitely good. Here, you need to be doing protein and staying away from the sugars and stuff. I don't care if you have an insulin pump.
Okay.
And by the way, beta cells are now known to regenerate.
Really?
At least a couple of studies talk about beta cells. I was reading it. I got to go back and look it up again. I don't want to quote anything, but I did read a couple, and I should read that. Beta cells, for the listeners, are the cells that make insulin in the pancreas. When you have type 1, they distinguish it from type 2. And more, I'm not sure about that distinction, by the way. It could just be problems with insulin generation for everybody, problems with insulin manufacture, secondary to inflammation. I got to do some more work on that, though. In any case, the beta cells make insulin. When you have type 1, they say the beta cells are dead and they got to give you an insulin pump. But now they're finding that beta cells regenerate. At least two studies I saw talk about that. So we don't know. Jury's out. In any case, what you want to be doing is you want to be reducing the load on the work that insulin has to do. You want to be taking the load off the insulin system. Does that make sense? As best as possible. So you need to be eating way more protein. Protein will give you multiple advantages. Number one, your body can derive energy from protein. That's first of all. Protein will affect your insulin a little bit. Your body will derive energy from protein, though, more efficiently than it will from sugar. More quickly from sugar, more powerfully from sugar, more dangerously from sugar, but in a more grounded way from protein. Whey protein is one of your best friends, Jen, and you really should be getting on a good whey protein supplement. What's that?
I have a question about the whey protein, because I did start that.
Yeah.
And I was making a shake. I was taking a third of a cup of whey protein with 2 teaspoons of flaxseed oil and my Tangy Tangerine. And I noticed that about 2 hours after I drank it, my blood sugar would go up to 300.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what in there.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. How much protein were you doing? If your protein goes...
It's about
goes
a third there. Of a cup of whey protein for each milkshake. Plus, I feel like I'm packing on...
I'd want to see what the... First of all, there is some sugar in whey protein, and it will affect things a little bit, but that's pretty high. I'd want to see the whey protein you were using. You sure it wasn't one of those sweetened brands or anything?
I don't think it was a sweetened brand.
I've heard that happening, and that can happen. You may want to do smaller doses of your protein.
Okay.
If that occurs, you do smaller doses. See where you are. It shouldn't happen if you do a smaller dose. Keep experimenting with the dose. That's kind of a lot. That's kind of a big jump. But keep experimenting.
Unflavored whey now protein.
Unflavored, huh? Well, see if it happens with less and less. If you do a quarter cup, try a teaspoon of protein. See where you're at.
I did 3/4 cup.
Oh, you did 3/4 cup. That's a bunch. Yeah, okay. Yeah. 3/4 cup. Are you kidding me? That would be 180 grams. 240, that's 180 grams.
Heard you say, try a bunch of scoops and then cut back. And I cut back.
Usually, but that's a lot. Yeah, that's
a
lot.
I guess.
That's quite a bit. 180 grams is quite a bit. No, I'm talking like maybe for you, 30, 40 grams in a pop, see what happens.
Okay.
And do it more frequently throughout the day with digestive enzymes. I'm going to move on. Did I answer your question?
Hope so. I'll let you know what happens.
Okay, B vitamins like crazy, too. B vitamins like crazy. Make sure you're doing a thiamine and niacin, especially. You may want to get on some time-release niacin, even 100 milligrams of time-release niacin. And then the sweeties. Get on the sweeties, Jen. Hey, Jen in Ohio. All right, moving on. Let's see. Jeff in Indiana. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Doing good.
Sir, I got a problem with chronic pancreatitis.
Okay.
And here's my real question.
Yeah?
The opiates, how do you cut back or try to...
Dude, that's a $64,000 question or whatever number we're at these days. That's a tough one, getting off of opiates and pancreas. I'm going to hang on to the pancreas till Monday because there's a ton about the pancreas. And I guess maybe we should talk about the pancreas a little bit. Real quick, you may want to try pancreatin for the pancreas and acidifying the stomach. Pancreatic secretions are keyed into stomach secretions. And if you don't have enough acid in the stomach, that can mess up the pancreas. And then also chewing your food can help the pancreas. For opiates, that's a real, real tricky one. There's a few things that you might want to do. First of all, there's no That's one where your body just becomes dependent on those things. You can perhaps use amino acids. There's different amino acids that can kind of similar sort of GABA. Have you heard of using GABA? Lithium, niacin. I'm not going to tell you they're going to duplicate opiates, but what you're looking to do is soothe the body into the weaning off process, because what will happen is you go into a rebound effect when you get off the opiates and you'll start getting the shake. Do you know this, or you're just for somebody else? What's the deal, Jeff?
No, it's for me. It's incredible. The withdrawals, the leg pains.
Yeah. Yeah. You know why? I'd love to talk to you about it if you want to give us a call, because we're winding down. I hate to give this short shrift, but the general idea with withdrawing from opiates is you want to keep the body stable. You don't want to do anything that's going to jack up the energy of the body, because when you withdraw, your body goes into rebound. You've been suppressing things for so long with the opiates, you know what I'm saying? Suppressing energy for so long. You get off of it, all of a sudden the energy surges. It's like you got your hand pressing down on something, and then you move your hand, you get a big surge. And that's what that whole jitteriness and anxiety and nervousness and digestive problems, all that is about, a rebound effect. Does that make sense?
Didn't you say there's a number on call to talk to you?
No, I call on Monday. I want everybody to hear this. I want everybody to hear. We'll talk about opiates and we'll talk about pancreas. Can you do that for us?
And Creon tea.
Say again, Creon tea?
Creon, they're using that for pancreatic enzyme.
Yes. Creon tea you're talking about, the prescription drug.
Yeah, there's a little capsule you take before you eat.
Yeah, pancreatic enzymes. Yeah, they're very helpful. Very helpful for everybody, really. Okay, so call us on Monday, okay? I hate to rush through stuff like that.
I'll call you Monday.
All right, buddy, thank you. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart and take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and click on the Join the Team link and make some money selling Longevity products, or just get your products at the wholesale price. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.